Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, the third line from the top, where it says, Ki Oser Rav Yitzchok, when Rav Yitzchok came, Toni, Kitzei Atzeret Sheshochtan Sheloike Mitzvosan Psulin. He said over a braisa which stated this, that the Kitzei Atzeret, which had the Shechita Sheloike Mitzvah, become Posel Lagamri. Now, Rashi gives two cases of what Sheloike Mitzvosan could possibly mean. One case is that the Shechita was done Sheloi Lishmon. And Rav Yitzchok is saying different than anything we had till now. In the previous Gemaras, we learned that if the Shechita was made Shaloi Lishmon, or if the Zika was made Shaloi Lishmon, then the Kvosim are kosher, but of course they're not really to be used for the Choiv. And the mitzvah of bringing Shnei Kvosim was not Mekuyim, and other Korbanos will have to be brought in their place. But the meat may be eaten, and the Korban is kosher. And now Rav Yitzchok is saying a chiddush from this Beraisa, that if it was done Shaloi Lishmon, then it's possible Gamri, as if it were a Chatos or a Korban Pesach, those korbanos that are posel shaloi lishmoi. The other perish that the Rashi brings, which is the one that he was mekabel from his rabbeim, is that shaloi kemitzvosin means that it was the wrong age. After all, kivsei atzeres have to be kvosim, which means younger than a year old. These are lambs, kvosim, not elim, which are older. And shaloi kemitzvosin means that elim were brought instead of kvosim. And Rashi wonders at the correctness of this perish, because in that case it should have said sheheviyon shaloike mitzvosan, that they were brought and they weren't really for the mitzvah. The word sheshochton means that there was something wrong with the shechita, shochton shaloike mitzvosan, which would suggest the first shot that they were shaloi lishmon, and the chiddush is that they're posel. Now we'll see more about this later. But what is the din? They have to have ibur tzura to be left till they become noiser overnight, and then they're burnt. Now, why should they require Ibur Tzuri if they're posel? Why shouldn't they be burnt at once? So Rashi says it follows the Klal in Masechta Psochem, which says that Kol Shapsule Begufo Yisorif Miyad, anything that had a Psul HaGuf, that there's a Paslus in the animal itself, it must be burnt right away. Bedam Uvabailim to Uba Tzuriose Yetul Beis HaSreifo, which means that, let's say, the dam got spilled out and there's no way to be marshered the korban, so the korban is possible by default, or let's say the bailim became not roi to have this korban brought for them. For instance, if the bala korban is a nozir and he became tome, then again the korban is possible by default and it needs ibur tzura, it can't be burnt right away. The Mephoshim asks, though, that shouldn't we consider this psul over here, the shaloike mitzvosan that we just described, also as a psul begufai? After all, if the animals have been shtei shonim, there's something wrong with the guf of the heimah. And even if the shechita was shaloi lishmoi, and it's considered like a chatash nishchata shaloi lishmoi, why should that be different than the shechitas pigul, which is called a psulei begufoi? And they say that these two psulim of shaloi lishmoi and ben shtei shonim are psulim kalim. They're considered lighter psulim, and we treat them as if it's not a psul begufoi. Why? Because Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher by almost every korban, except for a korban chatas and a pesach, and now we're saying that it's even by kivsei atzeres. But since it's such a limited psul, we say it's a psul kal, and it's not a psul begufa shalva behema. It's like an outside psul. The same thing would apply to shtei shonim. Most shlamim are kosher if they're brought to shtei shonim, all shalmei nedova. And the kivsei atzeres is the only case of shalmei choiva, which must be brought at the ben shonim, not ben shtei shonim. And therefore, a ben shtei shonim is also a psul kal, which is treated like psulei machmas daver acher, and in mele it needs ibur tzura before being burnt. Otherwise, burning it would be like a bizoyan kodshim. It still is considered to be kodesh, kol zman it's not nifsal begufay completely. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, when he heard this, he said, ma de makesh lehu lechatos, that you and the author of your braise, who can pes kisei atzeres de korban chatos, toni psulin. That's why you learned that it's possible. Tanat Bei Levi, the Nusachvel of the Beraisa of Levi's Yeshiva, Digoma Shalmei Choiva Mishalmei Nedova. That Levi made a hekesh from Shalmei Choiva to Shalmei Nedova. Shalmei Choiva is Kisei Atzeres, or Eil Nozir, is also a Shlomon that's brought with a Chiyuv. And by the way, must be a Ben Shonim, not a Ben Shtei Shonim, as is done by Kisei Atzeres. Levi's Beraisa is Makish Shalmei Choiva to Shalmei Nedova, to ordinary Shlomon. And Toni Ksherim, and therefore he learns that it's kosher. Like an ordinary shlomim, which is shaloi lishmoi, the Tony Levi learned in his braisa, u'sheor shalmei nozir, sheshchotan shaloi kemitzvosan. If the shechita was shaloi kemitzvosan, necholin liyom v'laylo, they're eaten liyom v'laylo, which is a chumra by eil nozir. That's the shlomim that the nozir brings liyom hashlamosai, the ayel shlomim from which the zerei b'sheilah is taken, and that can only be eaten liyom v'laylo like a toida. Now this El Nozer, which was Shaloike Mitzvotoi, is definitely not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of El Nozer. The Nozer will have to bring another one. It will be Layola Lebailam L'Shem Choyva. But yet, it has some of the halachas of El Nozer. It has to be Nechal Yom V'Laylo, and it can't be eaten L'Shnei Yomim. The Ein Tu'unin Loy Lechem V'Loy Zeroya, but it wouldn't be accompanied by Lechem. That will be saved for the Kosher Korban. V'Loy Zeroya, and no Zeroya B'Shelo, no cooked forearm will be taken out of the Korban, as is by El Nozer. Only the Chazer Shoik, like an ordinary Shlomim. Now, following through with the Tula Shainas of Rashi, if Shalai Kemetzvasei means Shalai L'Shmai, then all cases we're discussing here means Shalai L'Shmai. An El Nozer, which had a Shvita Shalai L'Shmai, has the Dinam, it says here, no Lechem, no Zerai V'Sheila, but it's Nechliyam V'Laila. And Shalmei Nedove, that's made Shalai L'Shmai, is kosher. But Layolu L'Shem Chayva, the Baal has to bring another Korban, the Noide. If Shalai Kemetzvasei means that it's the wrong age, so the comparable case by Shalmei Nedava would be where a person made a neder to bring a korban of a keves, which is under a year, and he brought instead a korban of an ayil. Or the same with respect to Purim the Izim. He made a neder to bring a korban that's one age, and he brought a korban that's a different age. So he's not yotze with his chayiv. To fulfill his neder, you have to bring a different korban, but the korban that's the wrong age is definitely a kosher korban, and it may be eaten, and all the mitzvahs of the korban are done to it, zrika and haktorah and so on. Now it's important to know why Rav Yitzchak's b'raisa is makish the shnei kvasim bedavka to a korban chatos, to make it possible shlo l'shmoy, and the reason is because the Torah puts the shnei kvasim and the chatos together in the same pasuk. So of the whole long list of karbonas, the oilos and so on, it's bedavke the chatos and the shnei chvasim that are put together in one posik as opposed to the others. That's how he's able to make that special hekesh, just like chatos is special for el shmoi, so too the shnei chvasim are special for el shmon. And according to the other lotion, that the shloike mitzvasim means the wrong age, so we also could learn that from chatos. Because one of the chatos hameisois is a chatos she'ov reshnosa. A chatos yochid has to be within the first year. And if it's left past the time of hechshir, it's one of the chatos hameisois. It has to be left to die. It's definitely possible. And mele, because of the hekesh, the b'raisa of Rav Yitzchak said the same thing will apply to shnei chvasim. They're completely possible if they're left or if they originally were made kodesh past 1 year. Now it seems a little amazing that this b'raisa could go against the first mission in Zvachim, which says Kol HaZvachim Shin Zvachuf Shloi Lushmon Ksheirim Chutzvina Pesach V'Achatov Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Liezer Rebbe Afa Osham, and there's nothing to mention about Kivse Atzeres. So Taisa says among other truths that perhaps the Kivse Atzeres are Pesach Shloi Lushmon, but they were left off the list because they're not Boim B'Gual Atzmon. They don't come on their own merit. They're Boim B'Gual Lechem and Melet. It can't be put in the list of all these other karbonas which are boim begual atzmon. It's interesting to take note of the fact that the lotion of boim begual lechem, which Tosfos uses, agrees with bedavka with Rabbi Akiva's shita, who says that lechem ikir and the kvasim just come to be tuffled to the lechem. The lechem could even come alone if there are no kvasim, but the kvasim could never come without the lechem. And most of the shtiklach gemora in these last few blot go according to Rabbi Akiva's shita. If you'd have taken note of them all along, that the lechem is the ikir and the kvasim kam beglal lechem. Now, in the first Perek in Menachos, you might recall that we had the sheet of Rav, that he said that the keves ha'oimer, that was nishchat shaloi l'shmoi, is possible. Why? Because it was bo lahatir, the whole purpose of the keves ha'oimer is to be matar chodesh, v'loi hitir, since it didn't accomplish anything at all, so it can't be treated as an adovet. Like we say about the other karbonas that were made shaloi l'shmoi, that they're loyolu l'shem choyva and they're accepted as an adova. But a keves ha'omer, since its entire purpose is to be matir, can't be considered a korban b'chlal, not the posel, if it's not matir. And the same applies to two other karbonas, Rav said, to asham nozir and asham etzorah, which come to be machshir and matir. And the Gemara at the end of the sugi shlogged up Rav from a b'raisa, and said that these karbonas are indeed kosher, even if they can't accomplish what they were supposed to accomplish. Now, we just had a b'raisa of Rav Yitzchak that said, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshochem Shaloike Mitzvotin Psulin. And if Shaloike Mitzvotin means Shaloi L'Shmoi, like the first Lashon and Rashi, we could ask a kasha here, because Rav Nachman explained the b'raisa as saying that the basis for the b'raisa is that
there was a hekesh between Shnei Kvotim and Korban Chatas. That was Toshel Svoil Shmoi. Now, actually, we're not forced to say that svor. We could use a different svor and say the Shnei Kvotim came to be Matir Chodesh B'Mikdosh. It was Bo Lahatir V'Loi Hitir, and that's why it's Toshel Svoil Shmoi. And the Mele, we would be able to provide a backing for Rav Din. We wouldn't shlog up Rav from the Braisa that the Gemara brought in the first Perek, because the case of Shnei Chvosim would be just another illustration of something that Bola Hati, like Kevah Se'oimer in Hashem Nozir and Hashem Metzorja. And this Braisa could be used to back up Rav. It would take away the Tiyuv to the Rav. Tosfos says the Kasher, and Tosfos says that the Shnei Chvosim cannot be considered as something that's Bola Hati, because actually the Shnei Chvosim are Matir the Shtei Halechem, and it's the Shtei Halechem that are born Lahatir. Another pshat that Tosfos says is that even Shtei Halechem are possibly not considered born Lahatir Chodesh B'Mikdosh, because even before they brought, B'de'eved im hevi kosher, if a mincha was brought from Chodesh, so it's kosher B'de'eved even if it was brought before the Shtei Halechem. It's only Matir to bring it L'chatchila, and that may not be called a Matir in the full sense of the word. But be that as it may, the only reason that we have for saying that it should be possible Shlomo Shmoy would be to say that there's a hekish between Shnei Chvosim and Chatas. Of course, if Shaloike B'Tvosim doesn't mean Shlomo Shmoy, but it means that it's brought B'nei Shtei Shonim, then we have no backing at all for the Din of Rav in the first Perek. And Tosfos, by the way, feels that it's definitely more mistabit to say, like the second pshat in Rashi, that Shaloike B'tvosim means B'nei Shtei Shonim, rather than to say it means Shaloi L'Shmon. Because if it did mean Shaloi L'Shmon, so why doesn't the Gemara bring over here as a pircha the braisis that we had earlier in the sugya, with Kiv Seyatzeres Sheshchotan Shaloi L'Shmon, Hadam Yizorek, V'Habotei Yeyochel. And Rav Nachman disregards these and just brings in this braisis of Levi, which says Shalmei Nozer Sheshchotan Shaloike B'tvosim, which is nowhere as nearly explicit as the braisa of Kiv Seyatzeres Sheshchotan Shaloi L'Shmon. Besides which, the pircha from Levi, actually the machloikis that we show from Levi's braisa, is not directly dealing with the kivsei atzeres at all. It says there about shalmei nozir, not kivsei atzeres. And the only comparison between shalmei nozir and kivsei atzeres is because kivsei atzeres are brought in the same posik in the Torah of Chatos, and the shalmei nozir are brought bedavke in the same posik in the Torah of Chatos. Right next to the Korban Chatas, it says in the Parsha of Nozir, V'chavsa achas pas shnosa temima l'chatas, v'ayelecha tomim l'shlomim. And despite that, Levi says that he's not makish the ale Nozir to the Chatas, to say that it's possible shloike mitzvosoi. He's rather makish the ale Nozir to other shlomim, the shalmei choyva of ale Nozir, so to speak, to other shlomim, which are kosher shloike mitzvosoi. And Rav Nachman is medame that so too, he would also not be makish kisei atzeres, which are in the same posik as Chatas, to a Chatas, and say it's posik Shloikim Mitzvosim, but he'd rather be makish the Shalmei Chayv of Kivsei Atzeres to Shalmei Nedove, and say that it's kosher Shloikim Mitzvosim. So when Rav Nachman cites the Braisa of Levi, it's only a general comparison. It shows that Levi, on principle, would be choylok on the Braisa of Reb Yitzchak, because in the Parsha of El Nozir, he's makish El Nozir to Shalmei Nedove rather than to the Chatas, which is next to it in the Pasuk, and so too he would surely do the same thing by Kivsei Atzeres. Now, if Shaloike Mitzvosim meant Shaloi L'Shmo, like the first Lashon of Rashi, we wouldn't have to bring this indirect Machloikis from the Beis of Levi. We would easily bring a Beis that said Befeirish, that Kivsei Atzeres Sheshchotan Shaloi L'Shmon is Adam Yizorik V'Habosei Yeyochel. That's why Tosfos prefers to say that Shaloike Mitzvosim is B'nei Shtei Shonim, and it had nothing to do with the entire discussion of Shaloi L'Shmo in the earlier part of the sugya. Agav, it's also important to take note of the fact that we definitely are makish kivsei atzeres to chatos in a certain way, because the entire din that kivsei atzeres are kochei kadoshim and can only be eaten by zichrei kahuna in the Azorah is something that we learn out from the hekesh to chatos. So there's definitely some validity to the assumption that we are makish kivsei atzeres to chatos. Even the Braisa of Levi have to admit that, because no one is choylik on that in the Gemara and Zvochim in Perek Yisrael Mekoyman, where it's brought. What the Braisa of Levi says is that the Hekesh Techatas is limited to dinim concerning the Achilus HaKorban and so on, but the basic Tura of a Korban Shlomim that's written next to a Korban Chatas is a Korban Shlomim, and it's Kosher Shaloi L'Shmoi and Shaloi K'mitzvosoi, like any Shalmei Nedove. But in addition to that, it also has chumras of chatas lagavi, the limitations on the achila. But the bottom line in all this is that we have a machlokes tanoim, where the kitzei atzeres are hukshu lachatos, and they're psulim shalakim etzvosam, according to the braisa of Rav Yitzchak, or whether they're not hukshu lachatos, and they're ksheirim shalakim etzvosam, but we're rather makish them to shalmei edove, according to the braisa of Levi. So, tigamor avite, meisvei. There's a braisa that says the following, Oshom ben shona vehevi ben shtayim. If there's an oshom that should be 1 year old, that's an asham nozer, asham etzoyer, and he brought it to when it was 2 years old. Or ben shtayim, vehevi ben shona. The opposite, the other four ashamois, asham gzeilois, and so on, which should be ben shtei shonim, and vehevi ben shona, he brought it 1 year old. Psulin, they're entirely posel, utu uber tsuyosan v'yetzul v'esasreifa. They require ibur tsura, and then they're burnt, like any korban that's posel. And they're considered, like we said before, psulin machmas dover acher, not psulin de gufay. That's why they require ibur tsura. Avo, oilas nozir, oilas yeledes, oilas mitzoyre, those oilas choiva, those are all oilas that have to be brought to choiva, shohiu b'nei shtei shonin, which should be alpid in 1 year, and they're brought in the second year, ushchotun, ksheirin, they're kosher, of course they don't fulfill the choiv, and the Baal HaKorban have to bring another one, but they're kosher, meaning that you continue the korban and make the aktor and everything kadav. They are going to the koinim. Kloloi shel dover, the basic rule is, kol ha-kosher b'oilas nedover, kosher b'oilas choiva. Anything that's kosher b'de'evet b'oilas nedover, such as shaloi lishmo, or if it was brought the wrong age, let's say a person made a neder to bring an oilo ben shonim, he brought ben shtei shonim, kosher b'oilas choiva. It's kosher even if the oilo came as a choiv. B'chol ha-posel b'chatos, posel b'yoshem. All psulim that are there by chatos, of reshnosan is kapri b'oleho, are posel b'yoshem as well. Chutz mishaloi lishmoi. You remember from the beginning of Masechta Zvachim that in this one din, Oshom is like other karbonis. If it was done shaloi lishmoi, it's kosher. We learned that out from a miyut in the parasha of Chatos. It says, v'shochat oiso lechatos. That the din of lishmoi, which we learn out from v'shochat lechatos, is bedafka limited to chatos, oiso lechatos, only chatos and nothing else. And that's why Oshom, even though there is no such thing as Oshom Nedove, is nevertheless treated like a Nedove if it's done shaloi lishmoi and it's kosher. But all other psulim, like shtei shonim, where it should be shona achas and so on, those psulim make an Oshom possible by the effort. So here we have a b'raisa that says the feirish, not like Reb Yitzchak's b'raisa. Why? Because by the oilois choivo in the b'raisa, it says that they're hukshu la'oilas medova and they're kosher b'di'evet shalakim etzvosa. Now, in each parsha of oilas choiva, there also is a chatos that's brought together with the oila, which is written in the parsha right next to that of oila. And yet, we're not makish the oilas choiva to the chatos, but we're rather makish the oilas choiva to oilas medova in general, which are not in the parsha. And that's the principle on which the b'raisa of Levi is built, that we're makish shalmei choiva to shalmei medova, rather than to a chatos, and the same for oilos chayva to oilos nedove. Otherwise, we have all these oilos chayva, posel shalakim etzvosa. Then the Gemara answers very simply, hai tana, tana dvei levi hu. The author of this b'rais is the same author of the b'rais of Levi. It's true, there's a machlokes tanoim, but that doesn't mean there isn't a tana who could be the author of a Yitzchak's b'rais, who is makish shalmei chayva to chatos. And the same, of course, would apply to oilos chayva. Toshma. Tony Levi, Asham Nozir, Asham Metzora, Sheshchot Nishalay Lishmon Ksheirim, V'layodu L'baylam L'shum Choyva. Now, this is a braisa quoted by Levi himself, and it says that Ashamois are Ksheirim B'devet Shalay Lishmon. This we know. This is the Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim that we quoted before. But the braisa goes on. Shchotan Mechuses Man B'baylam, Ashahayu B'nei Shtei Shonim, Ushchotan Psulim. If the Baal wasn't ready yet for the Korban, that's called Mechusas Man B'Bailam, and the case by Asham Nozir, which is brought for a Nozir Tomei, would be if he's still not Toher. And by Asham Metzora, if the Metzora didn't go through the Shivas Yimei Sfiroi, so he cannot possibly have the Korban Osham that he's supposed to bring. So it's definitely not kosher as an Osham. And the same if it's B'nei Shtei Shonim, it's definitely not kosher as an Osham. But the Gemara asks the Im Isit, if Levi should be consistent with his Shita, that he's makish shalmei nozir to nedove. Shalmei nozir has very little to do with shalmei nedove. And still he makes the hekish, why isn't he makish an osham to shlomim,
Ligma Mishlonim, let's lend out from Shlonim. And let's say that the Oshom should be kosher shaloike mitzvosei. The Havmin of the Gemara seems to be a plea. How could we be makish on Oshom to Shlomim? The fact that we see that Shlomim is hukish to Shlomim, even Shalmei Choyva to Shalmei Nedove, what Havmin does that give us to say that we should be makish Oshom to Shlomim? The Yeshita Mekubetzis has a very interesting way of answering that. He says that perhaps the Reisha of this last Be'aisa is connected to the Sefer. Hashem Nozir v'Hashem Metzoyer sheshchotan shaloi lishmon ksherin. And then this very same Oshom that was done shaloi lishmon, the second half of the Be'aisa says that in addition to being shaloi lishmon, it was also mechus esman v'baylim or b'nei shtei shonim. That's what the Be'aisa means, that mechus esman or b'nei shtei shonim is in addition to being shaloi lishmon. In that case, there's a basis for the kasha here, because once the Oshom is shaloi lishmon, and that we know is kosher, that's the exception to the rule, like we said before. And if it's kosher, it's treated as a nedovah in some way, although there can't be an asham nedovah. So apparently we treat the Oshom Shloi Lishmoi as if it were a korban shlomim, because that's the only type of nedovah that we know of that's eaten. And the Gemara is asking that once we do that, why don't we give it all the other halachas of shlomim and say that it's kosher shloi kemitzvotan all the way? But with all these havamines, the Gemara just gives the simple and direct answer. The Gemara says, Shlomim, Mishlomim, Gomer. It's possible to make a hekesh from Shalmei Choyva to Shalmei Nedova because they're all called Shlomim. Osham, Mishlomim, Loi Gomer. We can't learn out Osham from Shlomim. Even if it's Osham, Mishloi, Lishmoi, still in all, we can't call it a Korban Shlomim. It's perhaps a Nedova of some sort, the Torah was Goizer, that it could be accepted, the Torah is Nedova. But it definitely doesn't become a Shlomim. So then the Gemara says, V'igomar shlomim ishlomim. Well, even if we only learn out shlomim from shlomim, I still have a kasha in the second verse of Levi. Ligman nami osham me osham. Let's learn out one osham from another type of osham. Hashem nozir v'hashem mitzoyah, me hashem gzeilos v'hashem ne'ilos. If the hashem nozir v'hashem mitzoyah were brought b'nei shtei shonim, they should be kosher, because let's learn them out from those other hashamos that are kosher b'nei shtei shonim. Or the opposite, Oy Hashem Gzeilos v'Hashem Eilos, Mei Hashem Nozer v'Hashem Etzoyer. In the other case, where the Hashem Gzeilos and Hashem Eilos were brought b'nei Shona Achas, they should also be kosher b'deyevet, because we could learn them out and give them the kashrus of an Hashem Nozer and Hashem Etzoyer, which is kosher b'nei Shona. So, Omer Asini Barashi, Asini Barashi said this is no kasher at all, because don in dover shaloi behechsheiroi, mi dover shaloi behechsheiroi. All those hekeshim that we spoke of on this Omud, Oilas Choyva from Oilas Nedova, Shalmei Choyva from Shalmei Nedova, was only to teach us that just like we see by Nedova that it's kosher Shaloike Mitzvosei, so too the Choyva is kosher Shaloike Mitzvosei. We learn out one Shaloike Mitzvosei from another Shaloike Mitzvosei. The principle of Shaloike Mitzvosei applies to all Oilas and to all Shlomim. However, Ein Donin, Dova Shaloi Behechsheiroi, Midova Shebehechsheiroi, we can't say that an Osham which should be Ben Shona and was brought Ben Shtei Shonim should be kosher, because there is an Osham that is Ben Shtei Shonim. That Osham that's Ben Shtei Shonim is Lechatchila, it's Kibitzvosei. What dimyon could we use from there to be Machshir on Hashem Nozir which is brought Ben Shtei Shonim? That's Shloi Kibitzvosei, and Shloi Kibitzvosei is possible by Osham. We find no example where Shloi Kibitzvosei is acceptable in the case of Osham. So the Gemara says, Zeloi, don't we ever find that we make a limud of something that's shaloi kemitzvosei from something that's kemitzvosei? V'latanya, didn't we learn minayin liyotzei shem olo lo yered? If something is nifsal liyotzei, and it requires haktorah, and now we can't make haktorah anymore, but if it was put onto the mizbeach, so it's not taken down, but the avid, we leave it on the mizbeach, the din of imolo lo yered. Now, we know that the klal of when we say imolo lo yered is kol shehu psuloi bakoidesh. There's a certain category of things that are psuloi bakoidesh where we say imolo lo yered. And to find out which things belong in that klal, we have to find things that have a hechsher somewhere else in Hilchas Kodshim, a psul that's acceptable in a different case when it comes to Kodshim. Those type of psulim are called psuloi bakoidesh, according to one definition of psuloi bakoidesh. And the Braisa says, Minayin liyotzei shem olo lo yered. How do we know that yotzei is called psula bakoidesh and the yavid that's left on the mizbeach? Sheherei yotzei kosher b'boma, because when it comes to a boma, there is no psula of yotzei, because there's no mokum around the boma that has any kedusha, and the mele, the thing that's supposed to be mukhtar on a boma, can never be nifsol b'yotzei. And once there's no psul by a boma, so b'de'evet it's considered kosher, that is, it's left on the mizbeach by the mizbeach, even though there is a psul of yotzei. Now here's a case where we make a limud for something that's shaloi behechsheiroi from something that's behechsheiroi, because yoytze by bomas lachatchila. There is no mokum by bomas to make any psul whatsoever, and yoytze by mizbeach is shaloi behechsheiroi. And we're learning out that it has a tzad kashrus to it, because we could be medamed to a case where it's behechsheiroi. So we just said we can't make such a limud. So the Gemara answers, Tane azois toiras ha'oilu ariba somachle. The Tana relies on the ribuyin that we have in the parsha of Imol Olayeir. In the pasuk it says Zois Tayras Oila in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, and from there we learn out that there are karbonas that we leave on the mizbeach. Many of the dinim of Imol Olayeir are learned out from that parsha, and in that parsha we find ribuyin. It's from the word Zois Tayras Oila. And once the Torah tells us to be marbe more and more psulim, which are b'di'evit acceptable to the mizbeach, in that case, we go around looking for such psulim that have a parallel case of hechsher someplace else, even though the other places are kimitzvosa. It's sort of only because the Torah forces us to make the limud, but ordinarily we can't make a limud on our own without a gilui hakro of dover shaloi behechsheiroi midover shebehechsheiroi. Tot the Gemara weiter, Toni Rabbi Bar Bachona kamei de Rav. Rabbi Bar Bachona said over a brice in front of Rav, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshchotin L'shom Eilim. If they shechted the Kivsei Atzeres and said at the time that they were mechaven, that the Shechita should be L'shem Eilim. In other words, the Maith, the Shechita should be to be mesaken, to shech, to prepare for a korban Eilim, and not the kvosim that are being prepared right now. Ksheirim, the kosher, L'yola L'bailim L'shom Choyva. And they're not yotze with the korban because this machshava is considered to be a machshava of shaloi lishmo. Now, there's no machshava of shaloi l'shem korban over here. The shaykh didn't say I'm shechting it l'shem chatos, oilo, or anything of that sort. And we never had any type of machshava shaloi lishmo unless it was shaloi l'shem bailim or l'shem korban acher. But here it is l'shem behem acher. So exactly what does that mean? But you must remember that the kisei ateres cannot be eilim. It could only be kvosim. And by saying that he's shechting l'shem elim, it's like saying that he's shechting l'shem a different korban which elim are used. So this is a type of machshav of shaloi l'shma, and it follows the rule of shaloi l'shma that we spoke about earlier. Ksheirim v'layolu l'shem choiva. Omalei Rav, when Rav heard this, he said, olu v'yolu. It definitely is l'shem choiva, and it's a kosher korban for the kisei atzeres. V'yotu was a choiva of kisei atzeres. Omer Avchizda, when Avchizda heard this, he said, mistaber milfe de Rav. It's mistabe that when Rav said it's kosher, because sovur eilim hushchotan l'shum kvosim. Omer Avchizda, so Rav Chizda said when he heard this member of Rav, mistabe milfe de Rav, it's mistabe that when Rav said it's kosher, he only meant, because sovur eilim hushchotan l'shum kvosim. It's speaking about a case where he thought that he actually had eilim in his hand, but he shechted it l'shum kvosim. In his mind, he was doing a machshav of shalal l'shma. He was trying to be maskiyat from being elim and saying that he's shechting it l'shum a korban which could only come from kvosim. Now, this person was doing the right thing because he was trying to do the kivsei ateres kimitzvosim and shechten l'shum kvosim. He was only disappointed at seeing that they were elim according to the way he thought, and he wanted to be maskiyat perhaps and have a kosher kavonin and shechted l'shum kvosim. So his intention to make a machshove of shaloi l'shmoi, that is shaloi l'shem, the thing that he had in his hands, that intention doesn't spoil the korban. Why? Because sheharei kvosim l'shum kvosim nishchatu. They were kvosim, and he was shechting them l'shem kvosim, and the mele, it's a good machshove and a good maise. That's the only case that could be kosher. Avol kisovur elim l'shchotim l'shem elim. But if he thought they were elim, and he shechted it l'shem elim, loy, in that case it's not kosher. Now, there's a third case, which is not mentioned over here, which is if he knew they were kvosim, and he tried to change it with his machshava and shechted l'shem elim. In this case, it seems to be a double pasha that is definitely possible, because he tried with his machshava to make an akira, to change it from being kvosim, and to give it an avoid of elim. So it's an intentional change in the korban, and here it's less man the polik that it puffles the korban. Avok sover elim, but the case that Rav Chizda says is also possible in addition to this, is if he thought mistakenly that it was Elim, and he shechted it l'shem Elim, believing that he was doing the right thing and not making an Akira. In that case, it's still possible, because Akira b'tois have Akira. Despite the fact that he made it tois, and he didn't intend to change the matzav of the korban, he still did it by his words and by his thoughts, and the mele, it's an akira, and it changes the kashrus of the korban and it passes the korban. The Rabbi Omer, akira b'toref, why you have akira? The Rabbi says that something that he made mistakenly doesn't count, and it's as if he said nothing, and the mele of the korban is kosher, because a korban is kosher if nothing was said at the time of the hakrova. It's considered stoma, and stoma is lishmokoi. And the machshava mutas is commando lesser. That's what we mean when we say akir b'toif, lo yuhav akir. It reverts to its true matzav. Now, this machloikas applies to any machshava that was done b'toif. For instance, if a person had a korban oila, and he thought that it was a korban shlomim, and he mistakenly said, harini shaychat l'shem shlomim, and if he would have known it was an oila, he would have never said that. So it's a machshava shloi l'shmoi b'toif, which is an akir b'toif. If we say have akira, then the korban is loyola l'shem chayva. If we say loy have akira, then the korban is kosher and his machshav is commander less. Omar Rab, that's how we have to be goyris. The girsa of Reb Shmuel Kaden over there, Shark, is that from here to the end, every time it says Rav, it should be Rabba, which is the correct girsa we'll see from the last piece of Gemara, that this is so. Omar Rab, umasvina nashmaiten. I asked a kasha on my own shmur, what I said, that akir b'toif loy have akira. It says hakoyanim shepiglu b'mikdash, if the koyanim made pigul in the base of mikdash, and that passes the korban. Mezidin chayov, and if they did it b'mezid, they're required to pay for the damage because the baal hakorban lost money on the destruction of his korban. Hashogigin peturin. But if they were mefagel b'shogig, they're potter from paying for the damage because it's a hezek chain a nikar, and it's only a knas, and the knas is only b'mezid, not b'shogig. Tony Aloh and the Bais explains pigul on pigul. If the machshavet pigul was b'shoigig, it is an effective pigul and it does pass on the korban, which of course is the pashtus of the chiddush of that mishnah, that it's pigul side b'mezid side b'shoigig. But the only time we cancel the koyanim and we make them mechuyif to pay for it is if they did it b'mezid. So we see that shoigig also does the same damage as mezid. Zeg b'gemor hechidoni. What's the case of shoigig? Ilay medyoda the chatas. If it's talking where he knew it was a korban chatas. The Kamechashiv bo l'shem shlomim. And he thought, and he made a machshava that it should be l'shem shlomim. Now, when we speak of chatos and shlomim over here, we're really addressing this mani ha'achila. Chatos is a korban that's necha l'yoyim v'layla. And shlomim is a korban that's necha l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And when we say that he was machashiv l'shem shlomim, we're really describing a machshavas pigul. In the ordinary way, a machshava of shaloi bizmanai. Meaning that the korban chatos should be eaten liyom v'layla, and that should be the machshava, or the machshava stam, which means the same thing. And instead, he was machashiv that it should be eaten on the terms of the korban shlomim for an additional day. So again, ilayim at the yodah the chatos iva kamachashiv bo l'shem shlomim. If he knew it was a chatos, and he knowingly had a machshava to extend this manachila for a day, hay shogig, and this is a case of shogig, mezidin have it. He's made it. He knows what he's doing, and he's doing the wrong thing. And this is like any other maze that there is. El olav de kusovah shlomim hu v'komachashiv bo l'shem shlomim. The case of shogig must be where he thought it was shlomim. And mele had a machshav which is applicable to shlomim. That is to do it properly, l'shnei yomim v'layla echot. And then it turned out it was a korban chatos. That's the case of shogig. But that's a real toif. At the time he had this machshav, he thought he was doing the right thing, and he didn't realize that it wasn't a shlomim. And we see from here, nevertheless, uktoni pigul on pigul. We see the machshav is effective, it destroys the korban is pigul. Alma akir b'toyes, have akir. So we see that despite the fact that it's a toyes, he ruins the korban, he's oikered from its state of kashrus, it's an effective machshav to be oikered the korban. Amalei Abayas, Abayas said, that's no time on you. Lo'oilam di'odah d'chatasi. We could say the case of shogig is where he knew it was chatas. Zekom mechashav bo l'shem shlomim. And he made a machshav to change it knowingly to a shlomim. And there's no akira b'toyes, there's a real bona fide akira, a knowing and willful akira to change the korban. That's why it's chal. Why do we call it shogig? Uba'imer muter. It's a case where he thought he was allowed to do it. He thought that the Torah gave a right to a person to extend his man achila of the korban if you have that machshava during the shechita. He thought he wasn't doing any aveira. That's why it's called a shogig. And in such a case, he doesn't have to pay for the damage. Mosav Rab Zeir at the kasha, Rab Shimon Oimer kol menochet shenik metzu shaloi l'shmon k'sheiris. This is the first sugi that we had at the beginning of the Masechta. Rab Shimon holds that all the menochos that the kmitza was on shaloi l'shmon are kosher, ve'olu l'baylem l'shem chayva. And it's not even considered a machshava shaloi l'shmon at all. The baal is yaitu with a korban. She'ein ha-menochos doimus l'svochen. Menachas are not like zvachim. By zvachim, a machshava of shalei lishma makes the korban not oila labalam lishum chayva, even though the korban is generally kosher. But by menachas, the machshava shalei lishma doesn't do anything at all. Why? Shehakoymitz machvas lishum acheshes. If someone had a minchas machvas and he makes the kmita lishem macheshes, maaseha mechichan aleha shehi machvas. It's quite obvious that what he's doing is meaningless when he has this machshava of macheshes, because we could see from the korban itself that it's a machvas, and his dibur is not effective upon the korban. Or chareva l'shablula, if it's a dry mincha, a mincha that has no shemen l'vayna, meaning a minchas chayte or a minchas knoes, and while he's making a kmitza, he says, I'm doing it l'shem mincha blula b'shemen. So again, ma'aseh m'chichon aleho shehi chareva. The maisim of the mincha, the mitzias of how the mincha looks, shows that his machshava l'shem blula is meaningless. Aval b'svochim einakein. But when it comes to a korban, it's not like that. When it comes to a zevach, an animal that's geshochten, shchita achas l'kula. All korbanos, all animals have the same shchita. Kabbalah achas l'kula, they have the same kabbalah. Zika achas l'kula. There's one zika that could be for different types of animals. So when a person takes, for instance, a korban shlomim and he says, I'm making a shchita l'shem oilo, there's nothing in the Maisa HaKorban which indicates that the Machshav is not a real, an actual Machshav. It's not a valid Machshav. Now, those who remember the beginning of the Masechta might recall that there are three different Biurim in this memory of Reb Shimon. One from Rabbah, one from Rav, and one from Rav Ashi. Now, this is not the time to go through all these Biurim, the Chazar over the Sugya of that phase, but when Rab Zeira here begins to explain this Maimer Reb Shimon in order to ask his Kasha, he is following a different track than any of the Mandamim that we had in the beginning of Masechta. And Rab Zeira says, Hey Chedomi, what's this Maimer of Reb Shimon speaking about? When he says that he had a Machshava L'shei Macheshes upon a Minchas Machvas. He knew it was a Minchas Machvas. After all, at the time the person's making Kmitz, it's possible he doesn't realize it's a Minchas Machvas because it's all posus, it's broken up, and it's in a different Klishoris. It's not a Machvas or a Macheshes. So, it could be that Yoda the Machvasi, he knew it was a Minchas Machvas. But he wanted his Kmitz should turn it into a Minchas Macheshes. That this Machshava of Shalai Lashma, of Macheshes, should be a valid one. That's what he intended it to be. Is ki ma'aseh ma'chichin. So even though if you look very closely at the pieces in the keli, and you could easily detect that it's machvas, and it's ma'chich that it's machvas, my habits are what? Ha'mekar ka'okirlo. His intention was to change it, and to make it into a macheshes. Shouldn't this affect the status of the mincha and make it loyola l'shem chayva? Elolav, so the only case I could think of that the machshava should be discounted is where the ksover macheshes, where he actually thought it was a macheshes. And he made the kmitza thinking that it was macheshes l'shem macheshes. The Torah, and this was his mistake. And here, Shimon says that such a machshava could be discounted. The hocho hu de maaseh mechichan aleho. Only over here could such a machshava be discounted, because if you examine the mincha, you see that he did make a mistake. The fact that there was a Torah at the time of his akira, that it's akira b'Torah, is clearly muchach at the time he made his akira. So this is the full-fledged akira b'toris. It's a clear-cut toris that everyone could realize at the time it's done. Ho ba'alme, but in any other case, like Reb Shimon said by Behema, where someone watching might think that no toris is being made, then despite the fact that this person had in his mind a misunderstanding and is making a toris, the machshavet should nevertheless be effective and should be oiker the status of the Behema. So we see akira b'toris have akira, again a kasha on Rabbah. So Abaye answered this kasha, le'olam diyoda de machvasi. He has a different shot in Reb Shimon. It's talking about a person who's making an akira b'mezid, not b'toyes. He knew it was machvas, v'kol kometz lo l'shem macheshes. And willingly he made the machshava to change it from machvas into macheshes. Udika amrit ki maseh mechicha noleh may have it. And when you claim before that such a machshava should surely be oike the korban, rabo l'taymei. It's no kashan rabbi at all. Because Rabbah goes according to his perish in Reb Shimon's memory, the Omer Rabbah that Rabbah said in the beginning of the Masechta, Machshava de Loiminkira, Pasol Rachmona. The only Machshava that the Torah used to pasol, or to be oik the korban from Olu L'Shem Choiva, is a Machshava that is not easily recognizable, it's Loiminkira, that it's Sheker. In other words, the person might think that it's a Machshava that's valid, and that things are as the Mechashev says they are, which could only be by a behemah, because when a person makes a shechita of a shlamim l'shem oila, then it's not nika that this is sheker, because this behemah that he has might very well be an oila. Such a machshava that's not obviously fraudulent is considered an effect of machshava to hurt a behemah. Machshava de minkar aloi posel achmona, but when it could be understood immediately, it's minkar, that this machshava is sheker, then it's totally discounted and has no effect at all. But any machshavas pigel or shaloi l'shmo of any form that was done by toys is completely ineffective, loy traba. Dr. Mishnah, hatmidin ein ma'akvin samasofin, loy hamasofin ma'akvin es hatmidin. On the day of Shabbos, Yontif, or Shchodesh, when there should be a Korban Musaf and a Korban Tomid, the Korban Musaf is not Me'ak of the Korban Tomid, nor is the Korban Tomid Me'ak of the Korban Musaf. Exactly how this is accomplished, we'll see in the Gemara of Eiter. The Lai HaMusafin Me'akvin says that the Musafin are not Me'ak of one another. That's easily explained. For instance, on Shabbos, when we have to have two Kvasim for the Korban Musaf, and we only have one, so we bring just one without the other. And the same for Yontif and Shchodesh. We had many examples of this in earlier sugyas. Lo yakrivu keves baboike, if they weren't makriv the tomid shal shachar in the morning, yakrivu beinu arbayim. The tomid shal beinu arbayim could nevertheless be brought. It's not dependent on the tomid shal shachar. Even though it might seem from a poshut, the reading of the posik, that the beinu arbayim tomid is dependent on the one of shachar, because it says shnayim layoim oilo tomid, nevertheless we learn out later that the one beinu arbayim could be brought independently of the one in the morning. Amir b'shimen, eimasai b'sman shahoyu anusim oishoyigim. That's only where it was done by oinis or b'shoigig, havlam hoya mezidin, but what if the koyanim omitted the tamish al shachar b'mezid, the lo yakrivu keves baboyker, they weren't makriv it in the morning, lo yakrivu bein harbayim. We cancel them and we don't allow them to be makriv the tamish al bein harbayim. What exactly do we do? We'll see later in the Gemara. Next, lo yaktiru ktoyos baboyker, yaktiru bein harbayim. If they weren't makriv the ktoyos in the morning, the same applies, they should be makriv it by night. Amirib Shimon, Fakula hoysa kreva bein harbayim. When they makriv it by night, they have to bring the entire shear of the ktoyos, the shear for one day as a monet, the weight of 100 shkolim. Half should be brought in the morning, and half should be brought by night. We call that a pras. In case the pras baboiker wasn't brought, so then the entire monet, the entire shear, should be brought bein harbayim. Now, you'll notice that Reb Shimon didn't say anything concerning the ktoyos, that if it wasn't brought the mezid in the morning, then it can't be brought bein harbayim. And the Gemara says that this memory of lo yaktiru ktoyos baboiker yaktiru bein harbayim is l'kul alma. Reb Shimon is moided to the Tanakhama that in any case, even if it wasn't brought the mezid, it should be brought bein harbayim. Because the only reason for not allowing the Kohanim to bring it bein harbayim, if they left it out the mezid in the morning, is because we're encouraging the poishim by allowing them to bring it bein harbayim. Once they were poishaya, we don't allow them to finish off the avoided. But when it comes to Ktoyos, there's very little fear of Pshia, because the Ktoyos is a school for Ashiris. So this memory of Leyaktir Ktoyos, Baboyki Yaktir Ben Abayim, goes with Kula Alma. The Brisker of Zatzal asked that if the shear of Ktoyos is Pras, how is it possible to be Makter Ktoyos, which is double that shear? Wouldn't it be changing the form of the Hakrov of the Ktoyos and making it into a different type of Korban? After all, if we had a Mincha from which the Kohen who made the Maisa Kmitza took out a double-sized koinus, let's say with both hands, would that possibly be kosher? That's not the shear of Kmitza, which is the avoda for a mincha. So over here, how could the ktoiris go on the Mizbeach Hazov double the size of what the usual ktoiris is? And the Rav said that perhaps we could bring Yeraya from here to the Shita of Rashi at the end of Dvochim, where Rashi said that if a ktoiris was brought in the size of a kezias, so we're yoytzet b'diyevet with the mitzvah of ktoiris. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi comments on that, that the shear of pras is a shear derabonan. Midrash says there's no shear of pras. The shear of dafti kezayis, but it could be increased to be any amount of ktoiris, and that's why the chachomim will koveya the shear of pras. The mail over here, we can understand that we have a ktoiris that's double the shear, and it's a complete mona. Kezayis is not a shear like pras. When we say the shear is kezayis, we mean that anything less than that is not called a maisak Torah. But it's a shear that could be increased to any amount. And the Chacham said that every day it should be a pras, and over here it should be a full moon if it wasn't brought in the morning. The Rambam, though, learns that the shear of pras is a deraisa. So it's possible that the double shear that's brought by night should be considered two separate maisak Torahs.
Then the Mishnah goes weiter. Shein mechanchen es mizbech hazov elo bektoris hasamin. That there's no chinuch for the mizbech hazov, only through the ktoris hasamin. Now this part of the Mishnah seems puzzling. We weren't discussing anything here concerning chinuch at all. And Reb Shimon seems by this statement, she'ein mechanchen es mizbech hazov elo bektoris hasamin, to be addressing something that the Tanakhama was speaking about concerning the chinuch hamizbech. So we'll see a full explanation in the Gemara. But Rashi does say something here in the Mishnah, which gives an interesting beer on the relation between this memra of She'en Mechanchan as Mizbech Hazov and the previous memra of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, Kula hoysa kreiva beinu arbayim, and he's bringing a raya to it from the fact that the chinuch of the Mizbech Hazov is always done with the Ketores Hasamin Shleima Shelmona ubeinu arbayim. That when there's a new Mizbech Hazov, so the first avodah that's done to it is the Ketores Shelbeinu arbayim Bedafke, and it's Bedafka Ashir Mono Shleima. And from this we see that if the Ktaris was not brought in the morning, which is the case when we're Mechanach the Mizbeach Hazov, then we have a full Shir by night. But we'll have to have a broader beer when we learn the Gemara. V'loi Mizbeach Ha'oilo El B'Tomet Shal Shachar. To be Mechanach the Mizbeach Ha'oilo, the outside Mizbeach, it's with the Tomet Shal Shachar, not the Tomet Shal Ben Harbayim. V'loi Yath HaShulchan El B'Lechem HaPonim B'Shabbos. When it comes to the Shulchan, we can't put anything on it during the week. It has to be used the first time on Shabbos when the Lechem HaPonim is placed on it, Kedas. Otherwise, the Shulchan is not Mitzchanech. The Menorah gets its Chinuch during the Hadlok of the seven Neiros by night. Now, you might ask, when else could the Neiros be lit? When else could the Menorah be used? Except for Bein Harabayim, which, by the way, is not by night, but just before the evening. We'll find out more about these things when we learn the Gemara, but we might bring a siyur from here, temporarily at least, to the Rambam Shita, that in the morning when Hatovas HaNeis was done, there was also a Hadlokah. As the Rambam says, Hadlokoson Zuhi Hatovason. And this Shita is unique among Rishonim, that there was a Hadlokah made in the morning during the time of Hatovas. And so based on this, it would seem that the Kavon of the Mishnah is to say that it's fine to make a hadlok in the morning, but that can't be the first hadlokah because the chinuch of the menorah has to be with the hadlok of Bein Harabayim. Let's see the Gemara now. Bor minei Rav Chiya bar Ovin me'Rav Chisda. Rav Chiya bar Ovin asked the Yishayla bar Rav Chisda, Tzibur she'en lehem t'midim u'musofim, eza mehem koidim. If there's no money for the tamid and the musaf, which one goes first? Meaning, which korban is brought and which korban is not brought. So the Gemara says, hechidomi, what's the case? I lehem t'midim d'yoymei u'musofim d'yoymei, that we don't have money for the Tomid of this day and the Musaf of this day. Let's say, for instance, it's Shabbos, where we have to bring four kvosim, two for Tmidim and two for Musafim, and there's only money for two. Pshita, Tmidim Adifi. It's Poshit that the Tmidim go first, and the two kvosim should be used for the Tomid. The Havaluhu, Todir u'Mekudesh. The Tomid has two milas, it's Todir, that means it's brought every day, and Kol HaTodir V'Sheinet Todir, Todir Koidim. And also it's Mekudesh, meaning that it has the mila of being Kodesh, of being Mekudesh. Now, this is easily explained by the Feirish Gemara in Zvochen, which says that the Tomid brought on Shabbos has the Kedusha Shabbos. Otu Shabbos l'musaf ahani l'tomid l'ayahani. The Shabbos just helped to be Mekadesh the Musaf, which is a Shabbos dik of Musaf, a korban that has the Kedusha of Shabbos attached to it. It helps to be Mekadesh the Tomid also. The Tomid brought on Shabbos is different than the Tomid brought during the week. It has the Kedusha Shabbos attached to it. Rashi has another Lashon, though, explaining why the Tomid is Todir u'Mekudosh. And Rashi says that Mekudosh could be understood differently. The thing whose man is now is called Mekudosh, because it fulfills the immediate requirements of Kodesh, which is to begin the day with the Tomid Shal Shachar. And therefore, the Tomid Shal Shachar must come first in any case. Ella, so the Gemara says, the only time we could have our Riboya, which is Koidim, Tmidim u'Musafim, must mean Tmidim de l'mocher u'Musafim de ho'idna. In a case where, for instance, the Tomid Shal Shachar was already brought, and there's nothing left but two kvosim, and we know that there won't be any more behemoths in Yerushalayim. For instance, if Yerushalayim is under siege, and there are absolutely no more kvosim but these two. Now, these could be used for the Musaf of today, let's say today is Shabbos, or they could be used for the Korban Tomid of tomorrow, the Tomid Shal Shachar and the Tomid Shal Beinu Arbayim. The question is, should we skip the Musaf entirely today and bring tomorrow's Tomid, or should we make the Musaf now and we won't have any Korban Tomid for tomorrow? Now, there's one little correction that has to be made, and that is that there have to be three Korbanis,
three behemoths actually over here. Because if we're contemplating to bring the Musaf today, then the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim has not yet been brought. And the Gemara assumes for a Dova Poshet that the only thing that might be put off on account of today's Musaf is the Tomet for tomorrow. But the remaining Tomet for today has a Din Kedima over the Musaf for today. Lagavi today's Tomet, that's absolutely no Shaila. It comes first before the Korban Musaf. So we must say that we have three behemoths here. One is put aside to be used for the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim. And the remaining two is subject to our Iboya, whether it should be used for the Musaf of today or for the Tomid Shel Shachar and Ben Harbayim of tomorrow. Now, according to the Pshat, that the Tomid is the Kudosh when it's brought on Shabbos because it has the Kedusha Shabbos attached to it, we could easily understand that this applies to the Tomid Shel Ben Harbayim as well as to the Tomid Shel Shachar. That's why that third Behemah takes precedence of all the others and must be brought to the Tomid Shel Ben Harbayim. But according to the Pshat, that Mekudosh means the thing that serves the immediate needs of Hegdish, so then the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim of today is Todir but not Mekudosh, because it has no immediate function. Megabe the Musif. So wouldn't it be easier for the Gemara to say that we're talking where there's only one Behemah, and the Sofik is whether we should use it for the Musif or for the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim? The Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim being Todir but not Mekudosh, according to these other Pshat of Rashi. Why does the Gemara say that the Yiboya only applies to the Tomet of tomorrow? And Tosfos says that it seems for a Dava Poshet that the Gemara assumed that the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim has it in Kedima over everything else, because once the Tomet Shel Shachar is brought, so the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim follows the Tomet Shel Shachar. Like the Pasuk says, Esakevet Oecha Tase Baboiker Veesakevet Hashem Yitase Ben Harbayim. You can't take the Behem and use it for anything else but for the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim. So despite the fact that it's not Mekudosh, we still give it a Din Kedima over the Musaf. Therefore, the only Yiboy that we could present is the Musaf Shel Ho'idna, as opposed to the Tomid Shel L'mochar. And that the Shaila, Tamidim Adifi Sheken Todir, are the Tamidim better, are they Koidim because they're Todir, and maybe we put everything off and use for tomorrow's Tomid, but Dilma Musaf and Adifi, they have a little Mekudosh. We should make the Musaf now, it's Mekudosh. On my way, Sarav Chizda said to him, Tenisua, we could bring Raya from our Mishnah. We learned it in the Mishnah. Hatmidim ein ma'akven as ha-musofim, v'lay ha-musofim ma'akven as ha-tmidim. The first case in the Mishnah says that musofim and tmidim are not ma'akev each other. V'lay ha-musofim ma'akven se'ese. Now, hey chidomi, what's this first set of dinim talking about the tmidim and the musofim not being ma'akev one another? Ilema de islay. Is it speaking about a case where we have enough behemoths to go around for the Tamidim and the Musafim, Ulekadeim? And the question is, which should come first? Should the Korban Tamid be brought first, or the Korban Musaf be brought first? So how could that be any shaila? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in a b'raisa, Minayin Shalayah Edova Kodim L'Tamid Shel Shachar, that the Pasuk tells us that nothing could come before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Talmud Loima, it says in Pasuk, V'orach Aleho Ho'oilo, that when the Mizbeach is built, and the wood is placed on the Mizbeach, the Orach Oleha on this wood directly should be placed Ho Oile, the well-known Oile, with a Hey Hayadiyah, the Amar Rav, and Rav explained which is that well-known Oile, Ho Oile, Oile Yishoina, that the Hey Hayadiyah tells us that it's the Oile that's widely known as a Choshiva Oile, the well-known Oile of Chashivas, and its Chashivas is that it goes on first on the Mizbeach every day. Now, that could only be the Tomet Shel Shachar, because the Tomet Shel Shachar is the only thing that's around every single day, and we could give the Hey Hayadiyah to it, saying that this is the item that goes on the Mayrocha before anything else. This is the correct Peirush in Rava's Memra. We see that from the way the Gemara uses this Memra all over Shas, that it stresses the Hey Hayadiyah. Kida'a Mayrocha ho'oila oila yishoina, hachinami ha'tmeya tmeya yishoina, and so on. The Gemara says that Rava emphasizes the Hey Hayadiyah to show that it has the chashivas of being first and foremost. And in this case, it could only be the Tomet Shel Shachar, which is there every day to be first on the Mayrocha. But there's absolutely no question that the Korban Tomet has to be before the Korban Musaf of today. El Pshita the left way. So the Mishnah must be speaking about a case where there aren't enough behemoths for both Tamidim and Musafim. Now, the Ida Yoimei, if he only has, let's say, two behemoths on a Shabbos, and it's just the question is just for this day, whether to use them for the Tamidim or for the Musafim, am I? Why should that be a question? As we said before, Todir Umekudosh, Todir Odif. Now, it would seem from this Lashon that we're saying different than before. The Tamid is Todir, and the Musaf is Mekudosh, and Todir has a Din Kedima over Mekudosh.
But that could hardly be, because Todir Umakudish is an Iboya de Loyev Shita in Zvachim Dat Tzadakalas. The Gemara is in Poshet and says that Todir is equal to Makudish. So it must be, as we said before, that the Talmud is both Todir and Makudish, and that's what should be here. Todir Umakudish against Makudish, Todir Umakudish Odif. Possibly the word Todir should be left out and it should say Todir Umakudish Odif. Elolav, the Lamocher, so it must be our case. To meet him of Lamocher and Lusofen of today. Uktoni Ein Ma'akvin says, and we say that they're equal. One is not Ma'akvin the other. You have your choice which one you want to bring. You could. Al Makiadodin, that we see they're equal. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says, Lo Ilum de Islahu. Our Mishnah, which says, to meet him Lusofen Ein Ma'akvin says, is speaking where we have both. To meet him and Lusofen. Ula Kadem, and it applies to which one goes first. Uda Kakashalach Shalayeh Dovakoidim, we said that the Talmud must be first. Mitzvah Bialbahu. It means that, of course, there's a mitzvah to have the Talmud first. But the Mishnah tells us that this is not miyakev. If the musaf was brought first, it's kosher.